Hello?
Hey, it's Jeremy Pearlman.
Hi. Yeah, my call was off. I'm sorry.
All right, no, you're good. Don't worry.
I'm 29 out right now.
29? Okay. 29.
Yeah.
And the abuser, they were an employee?
They're a teacher.
Teacher, okay. What was their name? If you, do you know?
Yeah.
Like a
Henry
Mr. Jim?
Williams.
Okay. Henry Williams.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, I got it. And then do you have any description? Was he a white male, a black male?
He's a black male.
Black male. How tall would you say?
I'm like 5'1", so he's probably like 5, I don't know, maybe like, I don't remember, like 5'6", maybe.
Okay. About five,
he was a little bit, wait, yeah, he was a little bit taller. And
okay. Was he muscular? Was he normal body?
Yeah. Like a normal muscular, yeah.
Muscular build.
From
okay.
what I would see, yeah.
Did he wear glasses or have short hair or long hair?
He was bald.
Bald, okay.
No glasses.
Bald. And any tattoos that you remember?
No. Okay. Not that I remember.
That's fine. No worries. And he was a teacher, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask this question again. And then the times you were abused during the time frame of July 11, 2006 to January of 2000, I'm sorry, not January, to December of 2006.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many times did you say it would have been? 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I remember. It seems like more, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah. No, no worries. And then, did this happen in the facility?
It was like the washroom, I think.
Okay. So like the bathroom, washroom?
Yeah.
Okay. But bathroom/washroom. Did you ever disclose the abuse to anybody?
No, I haven't. This is my first time because I can't even get into a relationship because I'm so scared. So I need to get over it.
Oh. So you have like a card to try to trust people and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even have a sex drive because of this.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm so scared.
Because of this and hard to build relationships. Yeah, there's a question here. Just asked, how has it affected your life? I thought that's what we were just talking about. And then have you had any therapy or anything like that in regards to this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. No worries. And then law enforcement was never involved. As you said, you didn't disclose it. So I'll mark that as no. And then there are records to prove that you were at that institution, correct? Such as school records and things like
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Documents and all that. Yes, there is.
And are you currently employed?
Right now, no, I'm not.
No worries. And then, can you confirm your gender for me? I have to ask this.
Female.
Thank you. And then can you spell your first name?
E-L-I-G-A-B-E-T-H.
E-L-I-G.
No. E-L-I-Z as in zebra.
Okay.
A-A-B-E-T-H.
I got you. Elizabeth, sorry. I don't know what I heard the first time. And then can you spell your last name?
C-H-A-N-B-L-E-R.
Chandler? Okay. C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.
Correct.
And then no suffix, no junior, senior, anything like that?
No. Mm-mm.
And what is your date of birth?
Mine's 09291990.
Okay. And the last 4 of your social?
6232.
Okay. And what is the best email address for you, Elizabeth?
It's Lizzie, it's L-I-Z-Z, IE dot CH, the number 4, NDLER at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on this 831 area code.
Correct? 529, yeah. 529-5385.
And then this is the best number to reach on, of course, and it's a cell phone?
Yes.
All right. All right. And then I asked you this already. You have not received therapy or treatment as a result of this, correct?
No, no, I haven't.
No worries. And then last thing before I can send you the documents is, what is your best physical address?
Right now, it's the 115 D, and it's Coral Street.
Coral?
Yeah, C-O-R-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Cruz, California.
Mm-hmm.
95060.
Okay. 115 D, correct? D as in duck?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Capitalize the D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Santa Cruz County, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this? It is not required.
No, no, I don't.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to confirm spelling and things like that, and just and then I will send you the document via text, and we'll complete it, and then the attorneys will reach out to you in 24 hours. And then you'll have my number, too, so if you don't hear from me, you can always call me, and that's this number speaking on. And I let you know, of course, the call is recorded. You would like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You have not filed a claim with another attorney and have not signed documents. That is all correct?
That's all correct.
You're filing this claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States and have not received money from anybody regarding this in the past.
Negative, no.
All right. And then I did forget to ask you this one question. Do you know anybody else that was affected similarly to you?
No, I haven't. I isolated myself.
I know how it is. It's and then registered sex offender. No. Abuse did occur at the Maryland Youth Resident Center on Woodburn Avenue in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. And then roughly the dates of abuse would have been 7/11/2006 to around December of 2006.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I put down, describe, if it asked me to describe the abuse that occurred, I just put down just the word raped, which that is what happened, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And then you were 16 at the time, and you are 29 now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. And then he was an employee at the facility?
Yeah, he was a teacher.
Henry Williams, he was a black male, around 5'6", muscular build, and he was bald. He was a teacher. This did happen around 4 times, unfortunately, in the bathroom or washroom. Didn't disclose it to anybody, which is no worries. I understand that. And then it has affected your life. Hard to trust people because of this, and hard to build relationships. Currently employed, I put no. Law enforcement involved, no. Cooperation that you were there, yes, because of the school records. Female, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and then Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.
Yes.
And then birthday of 9/29/1990.
Yes.
And then last four is 6232.
Correct.
And then email is lizzie.ch4ndler@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on, of course, and address is, just to confirm one last time, is 115 D as in duck, Coral Street in Santa Cruz, California, 95060.
Yes.
Okay. And then therapy, I marked as no, and emergency contact, I'll leave blank. That's all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm sending a text right now, so 1 second.
Okay.
It's not from the number we're speaking on. It'll be a doc. It'll come from a 21093 number.
Okay.
It'll say my name, though. Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. And this document's giving just them permission to call you. And then if you do want to proceed, they'll start pulling your records from the Maryland Youth Resident Center, proving that you were there.
Okay.
And then, so you should have just got a text right now.
Oh, yes, I got it. Okay.
Yep. You'll just want to click on that link, Elizabeth. And then when you do, it'll say yes. You'll want to say yes or allow for consent, because it's basically giving consent to send you that message. And then after you say yes or allow, it might ask for your location. That one, location, you can say yes or allow. And then you'll see a start or an agree button. And then it'll open the document. I'm sure you've done a DocuSign in the past.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're good. Take your time.
Okay.
And then I'll send you a text too here in a second with all the information once you finish it. Let me just start drafting it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. One sec. And then I'm going to read you this while you're just going through it. This is basically once you've completed it. We'll complete it here in a second. I'm sure you're doing it now. And then before we do wrap up, we're not wrapping up yet. I'm just reading this to you. You just want to know what you're to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and they'll be calling you within the next few hours once your file does pass quality assurance. It'll most likely be tomorrow morning, and I'll directly transfer you over or introduce you to them, or they'll call you. They may go over some of the same things we went over. It's fine. They might ask you the same questions I asked you today. Just let them know what happened. You don't have to go in that much detail like you did with me. You just let them know what happened, about the sexual abuse, and they will go from there. They might need you to sign additional forms, like the one I just sent you right now. Once we complete that, most likely they won't have you sign anything else, because does have all the medical record and release forms on it. If they do, be sure to return anything back to them if possible. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. And then, let me know once you hit start on that document.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I've been asked for the permit.
You're good.
All right. It says this envelope was also sent. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then you should see a yellow continue or start after that.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then it says review and complete.
Yep. And then you'll see it might be an I agree box or a start. You might have to hit for review and complete.
Okay, yeah, I did that.
And then you did that
already.
Yep, and then hit start, and then that'll take you into the document. And then any box where there's yellow, you see where there's a yellow box and it says sign here or required.
Okay, I just seen one right now.
Yeah, you tap that, and then it'll ask you to draw your signature once, and then draw your signature and then do adopt and confirm, and that saves it.
Okay.
And then hit next, and it'll take you to the next yellow. I think there's only two or three. Right. And then it's going to ask you to upload a picture of your ID. You don't need to do that. You can just take a picture of the wall or something. So just, it's fine.
Okay.
Just take a picture as close as you can. So after anything. It's that last page.
Okay. So after I just signed my name, I just put adopt and assign.
Yeah, adopt and confirm or adopt and sign. Yes, that'll save it.
Okay. And another one. Hold on.
And then in the last one, before it asks you for the ID, which you don't have to do, it'll ask you for it'll say set lit patient agreement, and it'll ask you for your signature on the left, which you'll just tap, and then on the right, it'll ask you for your initials. It's the second to last page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then on that one where it asks for the picture, I can delete it out if it's giving you a problem. So you can always just take, like I said, take a picture of the wall or a piece of paper.
Okay, yeah. By the way, uploading a document, is that what?
You don't have to, yeah. So click that yellow and then just take a picture of the wall or something, or upload.
Okay.
Just make sure it can be nothing. So just make sure it's right of the wall or something. I should have deleted that before I sent it. That's my fault.
Okay. It's not letting me.
If you want, I can. If it's giving you a hard time, I can always. I'd have to kick you out of the document, but I could delete it out. So if it's giving you a hard time, let me know.
Okay.
And then you should see finish once it's let you upload something or confirm. I forget what the picture one, if it's confirm and then finish. Here, let me hold on. Oh, you're good. I think you completed it. You're good. You completed it. No worries.
Okay.
Let me see what it asked you for the picture. Hold on. So it had you upload something, right?
I was pressing the button and it wouldn't let me press it, and it just said, and it just took me
no,
to
you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. You completed it. I got the email right now. I'm just waiting for it to load. It's.
Okay.
I think DocuSign's going slow right now.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
I'm going to send you a text. And then the number we're speaking on, of course, is my this number is my number. So hold on, let me text you just so you have a 1 second. Yeah, I think DocuSign just like kind of crashed because it's. I'm trying to open it for me. I'm sure you signed it all fine, so no worries.
Yeah, it says the agreement has been signed.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I got the email. Yeah, you can close. It's gonna want you to make a DocuSign account now. You don't have to do that. And then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to text you right now. It's E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I had it right in there. And it's Chandler. It's my direct number across the Maryland. If you don't hear from them, I just texted you. That's my number, that 949 number, of course, the one we're speaking on. And then it just says the same thing. And then the firm that will be reaching out to you is A4D. And they'll be reaching out from an 802 number. If you don't hear from them by basically the end of day Friday, call me on Monday and I can just transfer you over to them. And they're just going to basically confirm this information, spelling of your name, what facility it was at, and things like that. It should only take a few minutes. But I do want to say I am very sorry for what happened to you there. I appreciate you sharing your story with me. I know it's hard to go over, they will get you the compensation you are owed because that should not happen to anybody that is under somebody else's care for this.
I appreciate you saying sorry.
Yeah. No, I appreciate your time. You have my number, so if you have any questions before,
yes, I got it.
Just call me, and I can always, like I said, transfer you over to them or answer any questions you have. But I do thank you for your time. And you have a wonderful day. And if I need anything, if I messed up on anything, like spelling or anything, I'll call you back from this number we're speaking on. So if you see a call from us, just to know it's me. All right?
Okay, I will.
But we should be good, though. I'm pretty sure I spelled everything right. So you have a wonderful day,
Elizabeth,
and thank you for your time.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye for now. Thank you. Bye.